Welcome to the Great to Lead Leadership Podcast. I'm Michelle, and today we're diving into a topic that every leader faces at some point, the mess in our heads. I'll share how to spot those negative thought patterns, or what I like to call stinking thinking, and practical tips to shift your mindset so that you can lead with clarity and confidence. So let's jump in. Do you ever find yourself replaying entire conversations in your mind, deciding how things will go, interpreting others' actions, or making everything about you? If so, you're not alone. But the truth is, those unproductive thought patterns or stinking thinking don't just affect your mood, they impact how you lead and the results you get. As leaders, our responses shape the experiences of those that we lead. So let's talk about how to get rid of those messy, automatic thoughts and reframe them to become more effective, objective, and resilient. Here's the deal. How we think determines how we respond, and how we respond determines how effective we are. I've had my fair share of moments where messy thinking led me to jump to conclusions, hesitate to act, or even approach the situation with the wrong attitude entirely. Does that sound familiar? And it's no wonder. As humans, many of our reactions feel automatic, and some are deeply rooted in past experiences. But there's good news. You can shift your thinking and your reactions. It just takes awareness, practice, and a little patience. So let's start by identifying some common types of unproductive thinking that might mess with your head. The first one is all or nothing thinking. This is when you think in absolutes. I always get overlooked for promotions, or she never follows through on tasks that I give her. Listen for words like always, never, everyone, worst, best. These extremes rarely reflect reality. Here's an example. Let's say you vent to a colleague about another employee by saying, she complains about everything. Now, is that true, or is the truth that she complains a lot, but not about everything? Recognizing this difference helps you shift from exaggeration to fact. Be cautious. Venting can feel good in the moment, but be mindful of who you vent to. Choose someone trustworthy who can redirect your thinking and help you move forward. Overgeneralization is another type of unproductive thinking. This is when we draw conclusions based on one isolated event. For example, I felt awkward in my interview, and I'm always so awkward and no one will ever hire me. Ask yourself, am I basing this thought on facts or feelings? And what evidence supports or challenges this thought? There is also the all too familiar jumping to conclusions. This is when we think we have it all figured out, and it comes in two forms, mind reading and fortune telling. With mind reading, you may say, he canceled the meeting because he doesn't care about my ideas. When in reality, him canceling the meeting had nothing to do with you. With fortune telling, you may say, my boss will definitely hate my presentation. And that type of thinking is not fair to you or to your boss. And when this happens, pause and ask, can I really predict the future or read minds? And then, what's a more helpful way to look at this situation? And finally, there's magnification. Here, you assume the worst possible outcome. For example, if I don't close this deal today, I'll lose the client and get fired. I guess this could be true, but in more cases than not, getting fired because you don't close one deal will not cost your job. When this happens, acknowledge you're blowing things out of proportion and focus on what is in your control. So, how can you start overcoming these thought patterns? Here are a few actionable tips. Tip number one is recognize it. The first step is to catch yourself in the act. If you can't recognize it, you can't change it. When your emotions start to rise, ask yourself, are my emotions based on facts or feelings? Am I reacting automatically? Am I jumping to the worst case scenario possible? Tip two is to slow down. Pause before reacting. Even 5 to 10 seconds can help you refocus your thoughts. After you've recognized your thoughts are taking over and you've paused for a few seconds, try one or all of these next tips. Tip number 3 is try to reframe the situation. This is where you shift your perspective by asking, what evidence supports my thoughts? Or is there another explanation for the behavior of the other person? For example, instead of saying she's always rude, reframe it to she was rude today. Tip number 4 is remember to act on facts, not feelings. And this is a hard one. To do this, separate what you feel from what's true. Respond to facts and not assumptions. Tip number 5 is take a step back. Imagine a colleague in your same situation. What advice would you give them? Sometimes stepping outside of yourself can provide clarity. And finally, tip 6 is to focus on solutions. Shift your attention to what you can control. Take small, specific actions to address the situation. Now, one of the hardest emotions to manage is anger. When you're angry, it's easy to see red and act in ways you'll regret later. Anger is healthy, but you need to recognize it and approach the situation with clarity so that you can respond in the right manner. So to help, ask yourself, could there be a reason the person acted in the way that they did that has nothing to do with me? Or what about this situation is causing me to get angry? And what's another way I could respond? Remember, perception often feels like reality, even when it isn't. As a leader, it's critical to recognize when your perception might be clouding your judgment. So here's my challenge to you. Take a moment today to reflect on your thought patterns. Ask yourself, am I thinking clearly or is my stinking thinking getting in the way? Remember, your thoughts shape your actions and your actions shape your leadership. By practicing techniques like reframing and focusing on facts rather than feelings, you'll begin to shift your mindset and improve your effectiveness as a leader. Thanks for tuning in to the Great to Lead Leadership Podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful in tackling those tricky thought patterns. Remember, how we think shapes how we lead. Don't forget to hit subscribe so that you'll never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed today's content, I'd love it if you would leave a review or share it with another leader who might benefit. Until next time, strive to be a leader who inspires and leads with greatness.